A big buy for Buffett.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, is making quite a holiday purchase. $4.5 billion for a majority of Marmon Holdings. Marmon is a private company of more than 125 manufacturing and service businesses, things like wire and cable, railroad tank cars, and water treatment systems. This is Buffett's largest ever acquisition outside the insurance industry. So, it's the day after Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. What am I talking about? I'm stirring. At work. If you don't have to be in today, enjoy it. For others, this post-holiday time is just as busy as usual, if not more. Ashley Milne-Tite takes a look at how productive U.S. workers are this time of year.
Retail workers will be busier than ever today as sales shoppers flood stores, not to mention airline employees shuttling passengers back from family gatherings. But the late December slump is well underway in plenty of other industries. Tom Klett is with consulting firm Watson Wyatt. He says many companies are 40 to 50% less productive than usual right now. For one thing, a lot of people are out, and those who are in the office aren't too motivated.
You have people who say, I'm not taking any time off. And so what they do is they will come to work and they leave at 1 o'clock.
Since so many managers are away, some employees sneak off to the mall to shop or return unwanted gifts. Still, Klett says companies increasingly see such holiday liberties as part of the cost of doing business. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
A lot of the Wall Street crowd will be back at work this morning after Monday's short session and yesterday's Christmas break. The Dow begins from 13,549 after picking up more than 98 points Monday. The S&P 500 stands at 1496 after adding 12 points. The NASDAQ is at 2713 after a 21.5-point rise. Gains across the board in Asia today. European markets are also seeing a strong showing. And then there are those hoping for a strong showing today. Retailers have their fingers crossed that after Christmas discounts will bring in the shoppers, those that love a good bargain and those armed with gift cards. The latest shopping data from Spending Pulse shows specialty apparel retailers saw sales rise just over 3.5% in holiday shopping. That's at the lower end of expectations. Target started the week warning same-store sales might decline for December.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation. Online at kauffman.org.
If I asked you to play a little word association game, I'm wondering what you'd shout at the radio when I say China in 2007. Tainted toothpaste or toys, maybe environmental concerns, a bubble waiting to burst. The list of possibilities is pretty interesting as mounting criticism comes with new economic clout. Scott Tong is with us now from Marketplace's Bureau in Shanghai. How would you, Scott, describe this year for China?
It's just been an amazing story of how China has been growing and growing faster than most people have imagined. A couple main engines that have been driving China, and one of them is something I see every time I look out my window at home. I look out and I see a crane in every direction. That is that China is just building domestically like crazy. It's kind of like post-war America. The other part is, of course, the part Americans know well, the factory to the world. And the hero of that is the woman who works in a factory for 50 cents an hour making textiles, making clothes, everything that's under our Christmas tree.
As China gets bigger, a big part of today's global economic story is what China is doing to prices. What's the easiest way to explain what's happening there?
I think we can divide it up into two things. One is China pushes up the price of everything it buys. So all of what the economists call inputs that China has to buy, commodities, China's pushing the price up of all those things. The other side of it is China pushes down the price of everything it sells. Unfortunately, for consumers, that party is kind of over. There's a lot of talk that we've now hit the era of rising costs in China. Labor costs are going up, raw materials are going up, the Chinese currency is going up. So the China price that a lot of people in the business world talk about, that's starting to go up.
And at the same time, China is doing some aggressive shopping around the world when it comes to making investments in some pretty big places, Merrill, African energy firms, even mining companies in Australia.
China's sitting on more than $1 trillion U.S. dollars in foreign currency reserves. So one stated policy of the government is to take this money and get better returns on it. And so that's what's behind some investments in these big financial firms. And the other part of it is these resources that China doesn't have that it still needs. So it's buying stakes in mines. So what a lot of people say is, you know, China's newest export is capital.
With all of that capital comes more power and influence. How is China playing that?
Well, the International Monetary Fund says with all the problems in the global economy, China and India are now the principal engines of growth in the global economy. As far as responsibility, we've all seen the headlines as far as the product quality. And here you have a few things that could really change the China story. Number one is if the reputation of made in China really takes more of a beating, more manufacturers are going to say, you know what, I'm going to demand that my factory moves out of China because I don't want that made in China label on my stuff anymore. The other part of the China story that could change is if the world really thinks made in China means lousy stuff, then as China tries to move up the value chain and create cars and auto parts and things that are higher margin, higher profit, that could really slow down. So a lot of question marks going forward for 2008.
Well, Scott, we look forward to more of your observations. Scott Tong is our correspondent in Marketplace's Shanghai Bureau. Thanks so much, Scott. Happy New Year.
You're welcome, Renita. Happy New Year.
Send in your take on China this year by visiting marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for tuning in. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.